हरे कृष्णा, श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। वी सी इन आवर मूवमेंट द एवरेज एज इज अबाउट 25 to 30. इन ऑल द मूवमेंट्स ऑफ इंडिया विल फाइंड मेनी ओल्ड पीपल जॉइनिंग अटेंडिंग द सत्संग्स, बट श्री प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन सच अ फॉर्मूला बाय विच द लाइव्स ऑफ यंगस्टर्स हैव बीन ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड एंड दे हैव बीन अट्रैक्टेड टू द मर्सी ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य. And we also have so many devotees of disciples of Prabhupada who joined at young age and have given their 35 to 40 years in this movement. And so will this young generation will do. This is the power of Srila Prabhupada, that the most sublime truth, the most sublime essence of life, he has given us in a very simple formula which can be applied to white, black, yellow, wheatish, all colors, all races, all country people, and the same effect of attraction to the Lord is experienced. Another important contribution that Prabhupada did, which I was impressed with, that even today 99% of the movements of India are controlled by Mayavadis, all the important influential spiritualists who are politically also powerful, they're all Mayavadis. And even then, when Prabhupada went to West, the influence was still there. Majority of famous people in Indian spiritual movement were Mayavadis. But amongst all those opposing forces, Srila Prabhupada so courageously established the personality cult, that personality feature of the Lord, and established the supreme personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, the supreme person. That is a great contribution. And I'm sure he had faced a lot of opposition. Many people like yogis wanted to stop him, discouraging him to preach strongly. But still Prabhupada, out of his utter ultimate conviction in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very boldly preached. And today we are very fortunate to have this conviction that the Supreme Lord is a person. He has contributed this great contribution in our lives. At the same time, when he attracted young people into this movement, I know some of the Bijwasis who own shops in Lohi Bazaar. One of them is now having a separate voluminous library of Srila Prabhupada's disciples' books. And disciples like Kushagrada Prabhu and so many other stalwarts who have been Sanskrit scholars. And that person knows each and every person in detail because they have translated such books, such literature of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's unimaginable. And being Westerners, they have mastered this language of India, ancient language of India. They have achieved PhDs, and it has given rise to a big volume of library on his first floor. That gives me great pride when I went to my friend's shop to see the huge library of the disciples of Prabhupada who wrote books. So this is Srila Prabhupada. What he has done is simply unbelievable. Just small thing I would like to express here. He has changed the spiritual map of Vrindavan. As somebody mentioned that it was a forest, people are wondering why he is buying a land in forest, who would go there. But today the whole geography of Vrindavan has changed. We see even in odd seasons, about 300 to 400 people in Mangalarti of Krishna Balaram Mandir. And in Kartik, there is no place to enter the temple. We were thinking that Banke Bihari temple was the biggest crowd puller, but Krishna Balaram temple has become the topmost crowd puller in Vrindavan these days because of Srila Prabhupada's long-sighted vision, because of his purity, and because of the formula that he has given. And most of the people in the off-season in Mangalarti also are guests, life members who are staying in the rooms there. But they come in the morning and you'll find about 25, 30, 40 people are being trained into chanting Hare Krishna for the first time. This is a very amazing. At the same time, when Srila Prabhupada was here in early days before going to West, he would beg Madhukari in many of the shops in Lohi Bazaar. Some of the shopkeepers we know, and they tell us the memory that how Prabhupada would humbly come and beg Madhukari and go back to his room and write books. Today those Lohi Bazaar shopkeeper owners, they have become billionaires because Srila Prabhupada went on opening temples, and the temple The devotees who were made in those temples would come to Vrindavan and they would need deities, they would need deity paraphernalia, they would need so many things. And today, one person comes from abroad and gives business of one crore rupees to these shopkeepers. And these same shopkeepers who were on hundreds of rupees, they had earning thousands, then lakhs, now they earn crores of rupees. And their stocks in Lohi Bazaar change as per the situations in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Whatever happens in Krishna Balaram temple, the stocks in their business changes. So Srila Prabhupada, some of the businessmen in Lohi Bazaar tell me that he has not only given spiritual rejuvenation and renaissance to the whole world, but he has also uplifted Sri Vrindavan Dham financially also. So this is how I see that whenever they talk about many saintly personalities in India, Brijbasis know all saintly people and they don't bother much. But they have put Srila Prabhupada's pictures in every shop. Of course for the business purpose, but they have genuine respect, because when Prabhupada went from here, they thought that why this old man is crossing the oceans, he is not supposed to at this age, at least from the holy place, because time is very close to death. But he went all the way, all over the world 14 times, made thousands of devotees, hundreds of temples, and he came back and left his body in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And all those people, who sadhus who were that time criticizing him, started glorifying him. He's a real sadhu. He had the courage and the compassion to go, risk his spirituality and give spirituality and love of the Lord to everybody and perfect his life by coming back to Vrindavan and leaving his body. So they, Brijvasis, treat him as a true sadhu of genuine nature and who has transformed millions of lives, brought them to Vrindavan. He brought Vrindavan in the map of the world as an important part of the spiritual culture, and also he has uplifted Sri Vrindavan Dham from all points of view. So we are very grateful to be part of Srila Prabhupada's movement. It's our great honor and pride and great responsibility also there because of that. And especially we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada because he has given us Bhaktivedanta Hospital, also upcoming Vrindavan Institute of Palliative Care and Bhaktivedanta Hospice. And he has given us service so that while practicing Krishna consciousness in sadhana, we can directly serve in his mission, also maintain our family lives and grasp the life. So from all points of view, Srila Prabhupada has made up our lives, has given meaning and purpose to our lives. And truly, our life is surely going to be successful because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for also giving us one of your gems as our spiritual master. Thank you for everything. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Vishwaroop Prabhu. With this, we come almost to the end of today's program. I would sincerely like to thank all the devotees for being with us throughout this program. Especially, I would like to thank all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who have been very, very merciful by somehow deciding to be with us to share their heart, their love and their mercy with us. And I'm sure that this particular Disappearance Day festival will always be permanently etched within the core of everyone's heart here for all time to come, because of its very, very special location itself, right at the feet of the best of Haridasa Varya, and doubly beneficial of sitting at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, another Haridas. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains there are three Haridasa Varya: Govardhan, Uddhava and Yudhishthir Maharaj. And we are fortunate we have their representative here at his feet sitting, and this festival I am sure will remain permanently etched in our heart. Thank you very much. We will also like to remember the message that was given of this particular festival, a festival where we remember through separation, appreciation and gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada Disappearance Day Mahotsav Ki Jai.